Unit 8. Listening Activity 2. Speaker 1.
I got interested in the whole area of sport when I started school, though I'd loved playing with a ball from a very early age. My parents always encouraged me, though I think they regarded it as a hobby rather than an actual career. We didn't know what the opportunities were then. I went on adventure holidays where sporting activities were top of my list, but it wasn't until I talked to a careers advisor that I realised how many possibilities sport offered apart from playing, and more importantly, how much money I could earn. That's when I decided I wanted to become a personal trainer.
Speaker 2.
I come from a family of teachers. In that kind of environment, there's always an expectation you'll automatically do the same thing. I've always known it wasn't for me, but I also knew they'd be disappointed. That was hard. But since I was young, I've had this ambition to become a dancer, though I know it's a very difficult life. I've taken the first steps towards achieving my ambition in that I'm at a vocational school. But whether I'll ever be good enough to earn big money like the stars, travelling all over the world, I don't know. But if I don't try, I'll never know.
Speaker 3.
I'd always intended to do something related to my main interest, which is music. My parents have always encouraged me to play various instruments since I was very young. We used to play music together as a family, and I can't imagine my life without it. Once I started looking into it, though, I found that unless you're really good, there's just no money in it. So I've decided to leave music as a hobby and go into something with more of a future. So I'm going to study medicine, which gives me loads of opportunities for getting to the top.
Speaker 4.
I was pretty rebellious when I was young. I hated school and never wanted to conform to anything. I had these grand ideas of travelling around the world. I was positive I'd never settle down to an office job. I was going to make my fortune, though I wasn't sure how. I just knew it'd be something I'd enjoy. Then I began to see sense and started taking an interest in lessons. My parents ran their own business and they talked to me about what they did. It seemed pretty interesting, so it wasn't long before I realised I wanted to do the same.
Speaker 5.
Funnily enough, I've always been a home person. I love hanging out with the family and chilling with friends. I've got loads of hobbies, and we never went on exotic holidays as a family. Then I got interested in languages at school, and I found I was pretty good at them. But it's not much good understanding different languages if you don't use them, is it? So what I'm thinking of doing is going into the travel business, and I'm realising just how much of the world I want to see. It's very exciting.